Now, Quarters, you don't drive an electric car yet, do
No,
you?
But I would like to. I've a couple of friends have got them, and they got the Teslas, so they're high end, but they're ripper cars.
Yeah, look, I've test driven.
They're expensive.
Yeah, I mean they are expensive. This is part of the problem. I've test driven a lot of electric cars. The most amazing one is the Porsche Taycan, not 202.8.
How much?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Now, Australia, we take up a lot of technology, but since 2020, there's only been 20,000 electric car sales, which make up about 2% of the market. Interestingly, the European Union has moved to ban the sale of all new cars and vans powered by fossil fuels within 12 years.
That's not far away,
no,
is it?
No, that's so soon. And as I said to you, I used to drive a diesel. I got rid of that because I'm fearful. I do drive a 1968 Mustang, but that's not new. So that's all right. That's protected. Now, I reckon this, the EU's move, will ratchet up pressure on Australia to raise its lagging fuel efficiency standards. We're really falling behind the rest of the world when it comes to this. To sort of talk a little bit more about that and where Australia stands and chat about electric vehicles is none other than Behiad Jafari. He's the Chief Executive of the Electric Vehicle Council. Hi there, Behiad.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here.
Great to have you. Now, the EU's move is pretty massive. How would Australia compare to that? And do you think we could ban cars powered by fossil fuels within 12 years?
Well, actually, what we're seeing from the EU is no longer all that surprising, right? Now, something like half of the world's car market has said that they're going to ban petrol and diesel cars by 2035. The EU was already expecting to be somewhere in the high 90s when it, around that time, and now they've said, you know what, we want to go a little bit further and completely ban them. This is really, you know, in the automotive sector that I represent, is really seen as globally, this is the shift from analog to digital, and the rest of the world is much further along in Australia. It's a little bit of a standout. And again, you mentioned, because we don't have those things like fuel efficiency standards that the rest of the world does, the rest of the world has a lot more cheaper electric vehicles available. They have a lot more of them on the road. And this is really, there's no other reason other than Australia getting its act together, putting a few of these standards in place and making this technology more available to its customers. I think this is a really big, you know, there's a really big call now of saying, pretty soon you're not going to have any other option, so you better hurry up and get your act together on this stuff quickly.
Yeah. Most people I speak to are fearful on two fronts about EVs. One is the technology and infrastructure capable of powering my car? You know, we've got a big country, we drive lots of kilometres, so that's number one. And number two, the cost. They're not cheap, a lot of them.
Yeah, look, certainly when it comes to charging, plenty of people like myself, we do have electric vehicles, and yes, you can get around the country and charge okay. We absolutely need more chargers, right? And the biggest thing that any, much like a petrol station, if you're going to build one and invest in one as a business, what you want to know is that there are a lot of people driving electric cars. So these things do go hand in hand of, we sort of set these standards, we start lifting the amount of people buying electric cars, more people start building the petrol stations of electricity, electric car charging stations. So again, the technology's there, and that's why all of these countries, places like the EU, California, places across Asia, are all setting these bans, because they're so comfortable with their technology. They're saying, we've seen it, it works, this is the direction we want to go in. Plus, we don't want the old technology hanging around anymore either. And then certainly when it comes to cost, look, there's a really important part of electric vehicles are also getting cheaper. And this is why these are bans that are set by 2035 and not for today. They're saying we expect this to continue getting better over time. But also really importantly, this is what these standards that we're talking about for the car market do, is they say when you make these cheaper electric vehicles that can go longer distances, and when you make things like electric utes that are available around the world as well now, you have to bring them to our market. And by Australia not having these standards in place, car makers are sort of scratching their heads and saying, well, everybody else is telling us to bring them there and you guys aren't. So, you know, why are you falling behind? Set these standards just like everyone else has, and then we can, you know, we have that certainty to come and bring our latest and best cars to you as well.
There you go. That is Behiad Jafari, Chief Executive of the Electric Vehicle Council. Thanks for your time. The future is certainly electric.